It's Tuesday, October 18th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 20 Christians in Congo, Africa were beheaded. Among the martyrs was an Anglican evangelist, reports International Christian Concern. The gruesome attack, led by the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamic terrorist group, occurred on the night of October 4th in the village of Kainama in North Kivu, Congo. One eyewitness told International Christian Concern, quote, "I heard them. They were shouting in Arabic and Swahili, saying that the non-believers should be killed, all of them, and make Congo an Islamic state. Shoot all of them, kill all of them, and burn their houses, these notorious Christians." End quote. Proverbs 3, verses 31 through 33 says, "Do not envy a man of violence, and do not choose any of his ways. For the devious person is an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous." This from Ireland. A Christian teacher who refused to use the preferred pronoun for a student pretending to change gender will spend Christmas in jail, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Enoch Burke was jailed for refusing to comply with court orders relating to his teaching at the Church of Ireland School in Multi Farnham, located in Westmeath County, Ireland. The East is on the rise. The average life expectancy for the Chinese now exceeds Americans. While China averaged 77.1 years at the time of death, the U.S. numbers dropped off to 76.1, almost a 3-year decline in just 3 years. The COVID pandemic reportedly contributed to about half of the decline. Scripture gives one principle on this. Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3 says, "Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." The Indian Supreme Court has ruled to make abortion more accessible to women in that country, according to U.S. News and World Report. The ruling held that single women had equal rights to abortion as married women, removing a significant block to abortion in the second largest nation in the world. Abortion is legal almost everywhere in the world today, with restrictions still in Peru, most of Africa, the Philippines, Paraguay, Brazil, Myanmar, parts of Mexico, parts of the United States, Turkey, Syria, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic. A New York Times Siena College poll has found that 49% of American voters are voting Republican, with 45% going Democrat in the upcoming November election. The biggest shift occurred with independent women voters. Back in September, this voting bloc favored Democrats by 14%. Now, they favor Republican candidates by 18%. The reason? Not their stance on abortion, but their stance on the economy. Only 5% of the voters considered abortion the top issue, with 44% of voters most concerned about the economy. Now inflation is hitting Sam's Club membership. For the first time in a decade, Sam's Club membership fees will increase to $50 from $45, and Plus membership fees are slated for an increase to $110 from $100. That's the first increase for Plus membership in 23 years. But Costco says they have no immediate plans to up the annual fee for their membership. Has the stock market already crashed? Wolf Street reports that over 1,000 stocks in the U.S. stock market, roughly 1 in 6, has lost 80% of its value this year. While the favored stocks remain high, this could portend more propping up as the everything bubble slowly pops. Market volatility may be best figured by Elon Musk's Tesla stock, with its total market cap imploding from $1.2 trillion back down to $630 billion in a year, losing almost half its value. And finally, here's one way to spend your honeymoon. While a Rhode Island couple visited Barcelona, Spain on their honeymoon, they saw flames coming out of a burning building. Doran Smith explained what she witnessed.
I saw a flame coming out of the doorway next to the door that these women had come out of. So I said, "There's a fire."
David Squillanti's father and grandfather were both firefighters, so he knew exactly what to do at that moment. He told WJR News that he rushed into the building.
Instinct took over. I found myself looking at 15, 20 babies sleeping. Immediately just kind of lined everybody up and we started grabbing them, putting them into the cribs.
We were just literally taking cribs with a few kids in it and rolling it across the street to the high school lobby.
It was probably 10 minutes, but it seemed like an instant. It turned out to be okay.
No doubt David and his new bride, Doran, will remember that life-saving moment on their honeymoon for years to come. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.